Hello, book lovers, and welcome to Book Talk Radio Club. My name is Claire Perkins, and today I'm talking to author Farishta Ganga. The Rebels is Farishta's debut novel and is a gripping story about a group of rebels that fight and strategize to take down an oppressor of their country. Hi, Farishta. First of all, welcome, and thank you for coming on Book Talk Radio Club.
Hi, Claire. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure. Farishta, give Book Talk Radio Club's listeners a short synopsis of your book.
The Rebels is a young adult romance thriller, and it follows the story of Alima, a 19-year-old small-town girl living with her grandfather. Having lost her parents at a very young age, Alima discovers she's being followed wherever she goes, and the person behind all the spying and the disappearance of her parents is no other but Raq, the governor himself.
Oh, well, and, come here. Sorry.
Yeah, so the pace of the story picks up from there with many more incidents occurring in ways where Alima and her grandfather won't be allowed to live a peaceful life when they decide to fight for justice.
Right, right. And Alima is the heroine of your book. What kind of person is she?
She's a very kind young woman who cares for the well-being of her grandfather and others around her. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, she's a fighter, and she doesn't scare easy when she's faced with difficulties, especially when her enemy tries to intimidate her. So she continues fighting for justice.
This brave, strong person.
Yes. even when her grandfather just tells her to not look for trouble and stay away, but she continues to fight.
She needs to be strong and obviously stand up for herself.
Yeah.
Is there one particular book or author that inspired you to start writing The Rebels?
Actually, a lot of books have definitely helped me finish my story, but the inspiration for The Rebels came to me on its own when I decided to jot down my ideas and turn them all into a full book.
Right, right. And your story is set in the imaginary country of Kangar, which has a repressive regime. Do you yourself have a first-hand knowledge of living with this kind of fear?
Not really. I mean, I am from Afghanistan. I grew up in a country where there's war and everything, but I never lived there to experience anything like that.
Mm.
So I think it's just my love for thrillers and the fact that they keep me at the edge of my seat that inspired me to write a story like this.
So, but why a fictional country?
I preferred a fictional country because I simply didn't want to base my story on anyone's life.
Right.
Or aim at any of the countries, in our world. So I went ahead and played with some names and came up with Kangar as all of my characters' country.
I think that's amazing. It shows incredible imagination.
Thank you.
What type of reading audience is The Rebels aimed at?
Initially I wanted to write it for the young adult audience, but some of my readers have been older and they enjoyed my story a lot. So I think anyone who likes a thriller with a light touch of romance would be the perfect audience.
Fair enough. Well, congratulations. I see you're starting to receive reviews over on Amazon. Tell me, as an author, what was the best moment for you, the first sale or the first feedback?
Oh, definitely. Of course, the first feedback is the best reward for me. Mm-hmm. I think as an author, I want to know what my readers are. I want to know that they're liking my stories.
Yeah.
Because I feel that's what helps us to continue writing and come out with more and more book ideas.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more with you. Do you foresee The Rebels being the first in the series or a standalone?
Well, I've ended The Rebels on a cliffhanger. I prefer to leave it that way because I really wanted to continue the story. And so I'm currently writing the sequel to it, and it definitely won't be a standalone. But again, even me as the writer, as I say to a lot of people, that I'm not sure of how the story will end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could be two books, three books, I don't know.
I think the characters in the end tell you the story, don't they?
Exactly. They kind of guide me and, you know, tell me this is the end, that's it.
You live in the south of France with your husband and children. I must say I would find it very hard to resist the allure of the sun and sea. Where do you write? Do you have a favourite place that inspires you?
This is going to sound very strange, but I actually don't like going to the beach. And I think it's only because the beaches here are constantly packed with people, so there's never any places to sit comfortably without treading on someone's feet or stuff. But luckily enough, I'm also one of those writers who likes quiet spaces, and writing within the comfort of my own home is perfect for me to get some work done.
Oh, right. Now, I just imagine you sitting out on a beautiful balcony with, you know, a lovely coffee and the sun and this, hearing the sea in the background and just writing. But now you spot that for me.
Staying at home is what I prefer.
Oh, fair enough. So what's next for you? I know you said you're writing the second in the series. When do you expect to be able to publish that?
The Rebels?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's, I'm hoping to finish the second book by the summer.
Right.
And then get started on other story ideas that I've put aside.
Oh, fabulous. So,
yeah, maybe a historical fiction, and by the look of some new ideas, I might be able to even work on an urban fantasy, both in young adult category.
Wow, you've definitely got a lot going on in your head there.
Yes, thank you.
Where can Book Talk Radio Club listeners purchase The Rebels, Farishta?
The easiest to get The Rebels is through Amazon worldwide, and it's available in paperback and Kindle.
Right, that's lovely. All right, well, thank you, Farishta. That was fascinating. Please come back on Book Talk Radio Club when you've published your next book, and I'd love to chat with you and hear more. In the meantime, good luck for the future, and thank you, everyone, for listening to Book Talk Radio Club. Thank you, Farishta.
Thank you very much, Claire.
Okay, there you go.